Hi, I'm so glad you're here. This is Melissa, and together let's find those grounding magical moments in our lives that nourish our spirituality. Episode 22, When Spring Festival is Arriving, as known as Chinese New Year. Chinese New Year this year comes pretty early. The New Year's Eve is on January 21st, and I think more often occurs in February. And this is great because personally, January is not my favorite month. After the holidays and suddenly being pushed back to all sorts of productivity nonsense, just being asked to speed up really quickly at a time of still quiet and darkness and cold, I think that having Chinese New Year early this year is presents something to look forward to. And so in this episode, I want to talk about it from more of a season transitioning sort of perspective, and also from a day-to-day life perspective on how to anticipate and welcome the spring festival, which is literally what Chinese New Year is called in Chinese. I think the easiest, actually maybe not easiest, one of the really fun, and you can make it as simple or as elaborate as you want it to be to do for any holiday, is decoration. And being the spring festival, of course, I think anything you do in red, that will be appropriate for this holiday. If you do red combined with paper cutouts, that's doubly appropriate. If you combine red paper cutouts with single Chinese character calligraphies or also cutouts, or you combine red with black, which symbolizes the ink for calligraphy, it's triply appropriate. So it's pretty easy. You can go from there and it will just light up the room and spice things up. And you don't have to do a lot of it because a lot of red can be overwhelming. Just adjust it to your aesthetics and we'll have that festivity. And whether it's cutouts or other types of decorations, flower, the imagery of flower is what we do a lot. They could be in the shape of plum blossoms, so pretty simple, kind of five petal shaped flowers, or peonies. They symbolize abundance and good fortune. And they might, I imagine a cutout would be like, kind of like snowflakes, more elaborate. And then this being the year of rabbit, the rabbit cutouts, rabbit shapes, decorations will also be on point. Growing up, when we think about the zodiac or the animal of the year, it doesn't connect to a lot of the character or spiritual meaning of the animal. It's usually more about the myth, the mythology, the stories behind the zodiacs or the calendar system. So I don't go into a whole lot with that sort of connection over there. It's more about the imagery. And what we focus on more actually is the word. The animal of that year will be often combined into short couplets, calligraphy, short poems, or character, single character calligraphies. We combine the word of that animal into either existing phrases, good fortune, goodwill phrases, or we make one up around them. So the character of the rabbit, it will be combined into maybe some other four-word existing phrase. And that's using a lot of pun or rhyming words. That's how we celebrate a lot of the fun. in spring festival decorations. And myself, I found that making simple crafts really contributes to my well-being, and I really like rabbits, so I have been hands-on just cutting out some rabbit shapes and word the Chinese character of spring. You can Google that and print it out and cut them out on red paper. It's pretty easy. And then the second part, of course, is cleaning. I don't think it's quite a tradition yet, but I try to do cleaning before each of the main holidays, the fire festivals, or the equinox and the solstices. And I try to persuade my boyfriend that cleaning is a magical part of celebrating these holidays. So it's wonderful. It's not a chore at all. And I don't think that quite works, but we'll see. And house cleaning is an essential, a universal part of getting ready to welcome Chinese New Year, whether that's for families and homes or for businesses. And I think to make this an everyday activity, you can just combine some intention into the regular maintenance and cleaning you're already doing. Of course, you can make bigger and deeper cleanings and decluttering, but if you already have days you're doing a certain type of cleaning, or every day doing dishes, we do say out with the old and in with the new a lot during this time, you know, to reveal dark, dusty places and make room for spirits and deity to bring in the good fortune. I think just envisioning the sparkles and the magic, and we can pair with the cleaning to put in, if I just finally clean the kitchen counter good, maybe I can put a little pot of bamboo there, or maybe I can continue to use my winter bare branches and tie a red and gold ribbon, things like that, just little small little things to anticipate this slow turning of the season. And yeah, I think the third way is really just to focus on the timing. I feel January really is a continuation of we're still in the midwinter and slowly turning out of it. The gap after holidays and before it's actually warm and before it gets to in bulk, where I feel like, you know, that's when we're waking and peeking our heads out above the soil. I consider January a time to be still sleeping, still underground. And does that mean we're inactive? We're gathering strength, we're gathering our nutritions, we're doing work, but we're not really pushing out for others to see, to be displayed, things like that. And of course, this mindset is hard to apply just with our usual work calendars and how the world works, but I try as much possible and try to come up with ideas. And most often Chinese New Year comes after in bulk because it's usually in February. And Chinese New Year is a very active time. Everyone is busy doing holiday shopping, preparing food, buying snacks, and buying gifts for people, for family. And it's this waking up. I would see it as the alarm clock telling me to get back into the world. And it sets a time where I'm really starting to be willing to be more active and seen and be more productive, I guess. And my big issue with January is I feel like I can't really feel the turning of time, turning of season. And so looking forward and having these preparations and looking forward to for this holiday in conjunction with in bulk, I feel like is a way for me to feel not so dead inside, to feel still some connection to nature's connection to time, connection to the newer energy that's coming in. Often I just feel like, oh, it's a little bit lost. Where do I find that new energy? And yep, so rented on a little bit, but this is how this year specifically I'm going to bring in some energy during the late January with Chinese New Year, the Spring Festival. And I'll see you in another episode.